Day 6 of Divine Arsenal. And today, the war moves from the inside out. Because here is the truth that closes the loop on everything we've been doing this week. A changed mind that doesn't produce changed action hasn't actually been changed. Paul completes the verse in 2 Corinthians 10:5 like this, "And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." The destination of a captured thought is obedience. Not just belief, not just agreement. Obedience. James 1:22. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Deceiving your own selves. That phrase stops me every time I read it. James is saying that a person can hear truth, even believe truth, even feel moved by truth, and still be self-deceived. Because truth that is only heard and never acted on produces a false sense of spiritual progress. You feel like you've grown. You haven't. You've only heard. Romans 6:16. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." You become what you repeatedly yield to, not what you intend to yield to, not what you agree in theory you should yield to, what you actually yield to in the moment of decision. The pattern of your obedience, or your disobedience, over time forms who you are. This is why the weapons of our warfare matter so much. You cannot sustain obedience to Christ without truth in your mind. You cannot sustain obedience without prayer. You cannot sustain obedience without the word, the sword, actively renewing your thinking. The armor is not decorative. It is functional. It makes obedience possible in a world designed to pull you away from it. Today's application. Identify one area where you know what God has said, but you have not yet acted on it. Not because you disagree, but because it's hard or costly or uncomfortable. Today, take one concrete step of obedience in that area. Not the whole journey, one step. And notice what God does when you move. "Lord, convert my hearing into doing. Where I have known your will and delayed, give me courage to step. I yield myself to obedience, not as a servant of sin, but as a servant of righteousness. Lead me forward. I will follow. In Jesus' name. Amen." Day 6 of Divine Arsenal. Move.